Drasha for Seder Noach, Tavshin Ayin Hei. Sefer Bereishis is the preface to the Torah and to the mitzvahs in another way than we described last week, insofar that the Svarno in Parshas Bahar says on the Pasuk Lios Lachem Lelokim Sheyeh HaTachlis HaMechuven Mimenu Musag Ben Kulchem. Because in order to really be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation, we first have to be a nation. Because the tachlis of the Torah is only achieved by a group effort of everyone working together. Lachain roi shiyah seder hamedinos bachem ba'ofen shetuchlu kulchem lichlios ze ba'ze v'ta'azru ze ze lahashlim hamachuven. And therefore it's important as a foundation for keeping the mitzvahs and being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation, that we have a healthy society where people help each other in order to be able to have that group effort to reach the goal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us in this world. And that's why Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYosher, because it makes our claim to Eretz Yisrael and our dwelling in Eretz Yisrael, which is the foundation of the mitzvahs, a functioning society built on yashrus and not on gezel, because if the whole foundation of our society is distorted and corrupt, then there can't be a society. And this is somewhat what the Taz says in Divrei David on that first Rashi. And therefore, Sefer Bereishis teaches us what is the Derech HaYosher to creating a proper society through teaching us the life of the Avos, and in contrast, the opposite, what we shouldn't do in the Chet of Adam and Chava, the Chet Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFloga, Sodom, Lot Navron, Yitzchak and Yishmael, Yaakov and Esav, and Yosef and his brothers, all of them teach us these lessons in a positive way, and also what not to do negatively. It says in Pirkei Avos that the foundation of the destruction of society is Hakina v'hataiva v'hakavod motzinas ha'adam min ha'olam. These three things, kina, taiva, and kavod, take a person out of the world means that there can't be a functioning society when these three things exist. And therefore the chet of Adam HaRishon, which took him out of Gan Eden, included all of these three things. Taiva for the Eitz Hadas, covered because they wanted to be like God, and Kina, because Chava gave to her husband because she didn't want him to marry someone else and survive her, because of her jealousy, so she caused Adam to sin also. The Dor HaMabul, its foundation was Taiva, and therefore the Taiva defiles and corrupts the world and needs to be purified, and that's why the destruction of the Dor HaMabul was a flood, because it took 40 days, it's 40 saw of a mikveh that purified the world from Taiva. And Dor HaFloga was the foundation of Kavod. Na'asalonu shame, they wanted to make a name for themselves and take themselves away from the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kavod is the opposite of people being able to work together, each one contributing their part and giving honor to the others. And that's why they were destroyed with their speech was altered, so they couldn't get together for the wrong purpose. And that's also the idea of Kavod, because they were more important, the technological creation of a tzibur, but not the Kavod of each individual. If a person fell off the tower, they didn't mourn. But if a rock, a brick fell off, they did mourn. And Sodom was the foundation of Kina. Shali shali v'shalcha shalcha, not to give tzedakah, not to be mefargen somebody else's thing, or to give from yours to someone else, and therefore was destroyed with fire, because that destroys the chevra completely if people can't work together and help each other. And also because kina is like fire, rekev atzomos kina, it burns up and rots your essence. And in this respect, Avraham Avinu was the Amud HaChesed, which is the antithesis of kina. And Yitzchak was the Amud HaGvura, which is the antithesis of taiva. And Yaakov was Emes and Kavod HaTorah, which is the opposite of a person's own personal kavod. And that is the real kavod, the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the kavod of Torah that emanates from Emes. And Yosef and his brothers, once again, were poging. They defiled the work of the Avos with kina and taiva and kavod. They had the taiva for ruling over each other, and the kina for Yosef, and the kavod that they thought Yosef was taking away from them. And because of that, they needed Shibud Mitzrayim to take away that pigam, the gerus, the fact that they were not in their own land, and strangers took away their kavod. The avdus took away their material possessions in kina, and the avodus perech took away their taiva. They had no time for taiva. Yigia shnehem mashkachas avod, just working hard takes away the taiva. And by Yitzias Mitzrayim, all was corrected, and then they were ready to go into Eretz Yisrael and create a functioning society and reach the goal of the Torah. And that's why in Bava Metzia and Daf Mem Tes it says that a person who doesn't keep his word, he promises or makes a deal with someone, and even though he didn't make a kinyan, but he doesn't keep his word and doesn't acknowledge that the thing that he wanted to sell should be sold, right? So he's given a mishapara. Mishapara midor hamabul, midor haflago, mistom, umitzrayim shetavu bayam, yifram imisha eno ome bediburo. He gets a curse for someone who doesn't keep his word, because not keeping your word is involved with kina and taiva and kavod, which are the foundations of dor hamabul and dor haflaga and sedom, and ultimately Mitzrayim also. Because a person's kavod is his speech. That's what makes us a human beings. And a person who defiles his speech, so he is metame his speech, which should be holy, that's like taiva. He lies and goes against the emes, and that is the opposite of kavod. And also he lies and hurts his friend, and that is the opposite of kina. And that's why in the Haftorah it mentions also these ideas, lefi the commentary of Reb Mendel Hirsch, who explains the pasuk shochet shor makeish zoveach se oreif kelev male mincha dam chazir and maskir levona mevarech oven, in the following way. When a person brings a shor as a sacrifice, it represents that he is sacrificing his power to Hashem. Yet these same people who would bring a shor as a sacrifice on the outside would hit people and use their power in a negative way. And that is the inyan of kavod, right? They would maintain their kavod at the expense of oppressing others. And zoveach seh, a person who brings a seh, represents the fact that he is like a sheep following God in everything that he does. And in the outside, he's an oreif kelev, dog-eat-dog society, with kina, and trying to outdo other people instead of following the Rabbanu Shalom meekly. And that's the opposite of kina. And mala mincha, the mincha is to subjugate one's desires and his food and his appetites to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that person is dam chazir, his veins and arteries are filled with the blood of a chazir, with tremendous taivas. And all of that is maskir levona, instead of being remembered in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the good. He's mevarech oven. He brings and increases corruption in the world and destroys society. And this is, in fact, the foundation of Shemitah. Shemitah encourages the yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, the production of society, and that's why when Shemitah is not kept, society is destroyed and Klal Yisrael go into Golus and are exiled from Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Kedushas HaPeiros is the antithesis of Taiva. The Hefker of the Peiros, to make poor and rich equal, is the opposite of Kovet. And the Isser of being involved in earning a living and cultivating the land an entire year is the opposite of Kina. If we strengthen ourselves in these midos of the Avos to create a yashar society here in our Moshav, to go away from the midos roles of Kina, Taiva, and Kavod, then we'll be zoche to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and to a perfect society that will then lead to a perfect service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and reaching the ultimate goal, the Diaskor Tzedek Neherav Yameinu.